This is Bob Pliska at the Holy Mother of God Radio Ministry in Parkersville, West Virginia. Jeannie Donathan ran across an item that we think is something that you should consider. Jeannie, would you go ahead and reiterate what you were telling me?
This is an article from the Bulletin of the Cardinal Newman Society, and we need to look at a word from here in order to understand this article. The word is parietals, and parietals are rules prohibiting students of the opposite sex from spending the night in each other's dorm rooms. Again, parietals are rules prohibiting students of the opposite sex from spending the night in each other's dorm rooms. And here is the article. A group of students at the University of Notre Dame recently staged a sit-in to protest parietals, again, rules prohibiting students of the opposite sex from spending the night in each other's dorm rooms, but ending one of the few remaining protections for chastity on a college campus is a terrible idea. For years, Notre Dame students have made arguments against parietals, but this new effort is driven by students who claim that the university is too heteronormative and promotes sexism and queer phobia by limiting visitation from opposite-sex students. Ironically, the protesters seem not to be targeting Notre Dame's single-sex dorms. The university's steadfast commitment to men's and women's dorms is admirable, given that most American colleges, including most Catholic ones, switched long ago to co-ed residences. Studies find that co-ed dorms have higher rates of drinking and sexual activity. But still, loose rules allowing opposite-sex visitors to stay in bedrooms until late-night hours can quickly undermine the benefits of single-sex dorms, especially with regard to sexual activity. At Notre Dame, opposite-sex visitors can be in student bedrooms until midnight on weeknights and 2 a.m. on weekends. These are hours when students are more likely to be sexually active and under the influence of alcohol and drugs. The protesters are right, then, to target parietals if they want to dramatically change campus culture. Notre Dame should reject their pleas. Even more, Notre Dame should consider further limiting nighttime visitation and insisting on open doors when someone of the opposite sex is present. Even better, the university would provide sufficient meeting places for students in other buildings and end opposite-sex visitation to dorm rooms altogether. Sounds like a good idea to me, doesn't it? When the Cardinal Newman Society looked at dorm visitation policies at Catholic colleges across the country, we were shocked to find that more than a quarter of residential Catholic colleges have no restriction on all-night opposite-sex visits. Most others, like Notre Dame, with weekend visitation until midnight or later, and weekend visitation until 2 a.m. or later, doors may remain closed. No policy change will completely change a campus culture, but stronger visitation policies could help prevent many sexual assaults and send a clear message about the college's expectation of chastity among its students. Catholic college leaders should do all within their power to create safe and healthy environments on campus.
This is Bob Pliska at the Holy Mother of God Radio Ministry in Perkinsville, West Virginia. God be with you.